Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, January 23rd, 2020. Rail commuters in the northwest of Berlin must be prepared for some unpleasant times. Due to construction work, there are weeks of restrictions and train cancellations on the lines between Berlin and Nauen this spring. The Deutsche Bahn announced that the busy Hamburger Bahn will be renewing sections of the rails between Brisalong and Falkensee and between Falkensee and Spandau in the first quarter. During this time, one track in each of the affected sections must be closed, and according to the railway, changes and cancellations were therefore, quote, unfortunately unavoidable. The trains on the lines RE2, RE6, and RB14 are also affected, the latter being completely canceled for the planned construction period of February 18th to March 24th between Nauen and Charlottenburg stations. The RE6 trains will be diverted via an alternative route and will not stop at the Falkensee, Spandau, and Jungfernheide stations during the period. Between Henningsdorf and Spandau, the railway will set up a rail replacement service. The RE2 connection operated by the Ostdeutsche Eisenbahn Gesellschaft is also affected by the construction work. However, Deutsche Bahn did not announce in what form. The construction will also affect long-distance traffic. While the journey time between Berlin and Hamburg will be slightly longer, some long-distance trains will not stop at Spandau station. Over the next 10 years, a new science campus for nature and society is to be built at the Museum für Naturkunde Berlin, or MFN, which will have a nationwide impact. The state of Berlin and the federal government are spending a total of 660 million euros on the project. According to a statement by the MFN and Humboldt University Berlin, a testing ground for new forms of interaction between science and society will be created in the center of the city. The plan is for scientists from both institutions to conduct research on topics such as species protection, climate change and biodiversity, and the campus is to become a center of interaction with the community and citizens. To this end, a Berlin School of Public Engagement and Open Science is being created. The idea for the campus came from Johannes Vogel, the general director of the MFN. Years ago, he launched a central platform called Citizens Create Knowledge, together with the nationwide initiative Science in Dialogue. He explained, quote, "It's a very important instrument in the age when smartphones and the internet dominate the world. Research needs many eyes, many ears, and many hands to collect and evaluate data on light pollution over cities, plastic waste in rivers, the spread of insects, bats, and wild animals in cities, for example." Vogel succeeded in inspiring the governing mayor and science senator Michael Müller and his state secretary Stefan Kroc with the idea of developing the MFN into a novel science campus for nature and society. Berlin succeeded in obtaining special federal funding of 330 million euros. In a preliminary project phase up to 2028, an estimated 299 million euros will be spent on the renovation of the North Wing and North Building of the museum and the construction of a supplementary building. The electric transport service Clever Shuttle is continuing to expand its fleet. Starting in February, 25 hydrogen-powered fuel cell electric vehicles will be in operation for the ride pooling provider in Berlin. Clever Shuttle CEO Bruno Ginnert stated, quote, "We've joined forces to offer an environmentally friendly and comfortable alternative to your own car. For us, openness to technology is the decisive issue. That's why we deliberately focus on both battery electric and hydrogen electric vehicles. The new vehicles can accommodate up to 4 passengers. The hydrogen-powered vehicle has a range of more than 750 kilometers according to the NEDC standards, and it can be refueled in under 5 minutes. As of January 1, 2019, 392 hydrogen-powered vehicles were registered in Germany, and according to the company, 67 of them were put on the road by Clever Shuttle. The company emphasized that the operating area in Berlin covers 300 square kilometers, thus offering hydrogen e-mobility to 60% of the capital's population. The transport service is based on an algorithm that brings passengers together and then determines the fastest route. By bundling individual trips, emissions are saved, noise reduced, and roads are to be unburdened. Clever Shuttle has been majority owned by Deutsche Bahn since the end of 2018. According to operators, around 300,000 people throughout Germany use the app bookable transport service every month. At the end of last year, the company surprisingly withdrew from the cities of Hamburg, Frankfurt am Main, and Stuttgart. The decision was made for economic reasons and bureaucratic obstacles. This year, Clever Shuttle is available in Berlin, Munich, Leipzig, Dresden, and Kiel, where operations are to continue as normal. The Berlin police took a bus out of circulation that was completely unfit for use. According to police, the vehicle with 1.3 million kilometers on the speedometer was on its way to Serbia on Tuesday. The rusted through frame of the vehicle had holes that had been sealed with construction foam, and it also attracted attention due to a broken shock absorber, shifted spring pads, and worn brakes. On top of that, oil and hydraulic fluids were leaking, and the steering did not react immediately. The bus was secured at the central bus station and was to be handed over to the transportation authorities for an expert opinion. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.